Welcome to Whiskey Cast, the Cask Strength podcast featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie. This is episode 78 for February 11th, 2007. Coming up in a few minutes.
I know this is sort of arse about face, in that we've distilled the whiskey and now we're going to build a distillery, where it's normally the other way around.
That's Mark Rainier, managing director at Brooklottie, where they're not satisfied with having just one distillery on Isla, and are building a second in nearby Port Charlotte. I'll have the details later, but first, let's look at the news. The Spirit of Toronto Whiskey Festival is rising from the ashes. You may recall reports last fall that the festival's October date was canceled because of intense competition from Whiskey Live Toronto, which was scheduled 1 week earlier and had the support of Ontario's Liquor Control Board. Now the Spirit of Toronto website has a new date listed, Saturday, March 12th, where it should have the weekend all to itself. Heaven Hill has released its annual Evan Williams single barrel bottling for the year. This year's is from 1997, and it marks a change for Heaven Hill. The 1996 Evan Williams bottling was the last produced at Heaven Hill's distillery near Bardstown before it was destroyed by fire that year. Heaven Hill moved its production after the fire to the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville under the supervision of master distiller Parker Beam.
97 is the first year that's not, you know, it came from the new distillery.
Is there any difference?
Well, I think there's some differences. And I think no matter if you use the same mash bill, once you change plants, you're going to get some difference in taste, even though it was aged in the same warehouse.
Still a good whiskey, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a great whiskey. I don't worry about it. I think it'll be well accepted.
While I don't pretend to be an expert on collectible whiskeys, if you see the 1996 Evan Williams at a store, that's one that might have some value to collectors down the road. On that note, I was contacted this past week by a WhiskeyCast listener with a collection of about 400 miniature bottles of bourbon and American whiskeys, and is looking for an expert who can place a value on them, or perhaps buy the collection outright. If you're interested, email me, and I'll pass along your contact information to the collector. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. Woodford Reserve Distillery will be holding its annual Bourbon Academy classes on March 3rd and March 24th at the distillery in Versailles, Kentucky. Master Distiller Chris Morris will be leading the classes.
We'll talk about the five sources of whiskey flavor and actually tour in depth the Woodford Reserve Distillery to see how those five sources are utilized. And then we'll taste the spirit through its five sources of flavor. The Bourbon Academy also has a fun culinary aspect. Our Woodford Reserve chef in residence, David Larson, will show how to marinate and grill and cook using bourbon, specifically Woodford Reserve. And then we have bourbon historian Mike Veach from the Filson Historical Society is going to talk about the history of crafting barrels. And we're actually going to craft a barrel the old-fashioned way and toast and char it ourselves as a class.
If you're interested, sign up at the Woodford Reserve website. There's a link at whiskeycast.com. Now, if you'd like to get hands-on experience in a Scotch whiskey distillery, Jeff Topping of Wild Scotsman will be hosting another Wild Scotsman Whiskey School at Blaidnock Distillery in Wigtown next month. There are a few spaces left for the school, which runs from March 22nd through the 25th, and Jeff is offering WhiskeyCast listeners a 10% discount. Just tell him you heard about the school here on WhiskeyCast, and again, you'll find a link to the Wild Scotsman website at whiskeycast.com. Glenmorangie is famous for the 16 men of Tain who tend its stills, but for the first time, there's a woman in the group. Pauline Ogilvy has joined Glenmorangie as assistant distillery manager. She previously worked at Talisker and Dalwhinnie distilleries and has 16 years of experience in the whiskey business. Here's another update on a story from last summer. Seems Russia is still having problems getting imported spirits to thirsty Russians. You may remember that Russia decided to start requiring new stamps on every bottle of whiskey and other spirits that enters the country, but never quite actually got around to working on a process for getting the bottles stamped. The Scotsman reports that about 35 million bottles of whiskey, wine, and spirits are sitting in bonded warehouses right now, waiting for someone to clear them to enter the country. UK Trade Minister Alistair Darling is leaning on his Russian counterparts to get things straightened out. Coming up on the calendar of events, Whiskey Live Tokyo is this Sunday, the 18th. The Brandy Library in New York will host a class on pairing whiskeys and cheeses on Monday, the 19th. Dramfest 07 is February 23rd and 24th in Christchurch, New Zealand. And the Whiskey Festival North Netherlands in Groningen is that same weekend. Trout Unlimited Canada will host a single malt tasting and fundraiser on March 1st in Toronto. Of course, there's a complete list of whiskey events around the world at the WhiskeyCast website. It's www.whiskeycast.com. Mark Rainier, Jim McEwen, and the folks at Brooklotti have already brought that distillery back to life, but that was relatively simple compared to their new venture on Isla. Mark Rainier wants to bring a distillery back to Port Charlotte.
Well, Port Charlotte is the village, 1.5 miles down the road from Brooklotti. Very pretty village, very good hotel and restaurant and stuff. And it had a distillery there called Lochindall Distillery, which was closed in 1929. The buildings were demolished, or the vast majority of them were demolished at some time in the 70s, and it became a garage, car park, and we've purchased the ground, which gives us access to our warehouses, the Port Charlotte warehouses. And it's in those that we wish to reinstall or reinstate the Port Charlotte Distillery. We're calling it Port Charlotte because that was the original name. It was originally Port Charlotte, built in 1829. It then became the Rins Distillery and then finally the Lochindall Distillery. So we have the warehouses there, which are very attractive buildings, so we want to put a distillery inside that.
That leaves just one little problem, finding a still to put inside the building. Of course, when you're as resourceful as the guys at Brooklotti are, it's really not a problem.
We purloined the entire contents of a single malt distillery back in 2003 from Dumbarton. We've been using lots of bits and pieces as spare parts, but essentially there is the complete gubbins of a single malt distillery. So it's a bit of a phoenix. We're going to put what was the Inverleven Distillery inside what was the Lochindall Distillery, and it will become the Port Charlotte Distillery.
Plans are for Port Charlotte's still to be fired up sometime in 2008, and that will take some of the load off the crew down the road at Brooklotti.
We're distilling at the moment at least 16 different origins of barley at Brooklotti, plus three distillation techniques, plus four distillation varieties, three peating levels. So there's an awful lot of things that are maturing here at Brooklotti. And of course, the fun will be able to repeat that down the road with slightly different interpretation. It doesn't mean that we won't do peated whiskey at all at Brooklotti. Of course, we will, and that will always be included as a part of any of the recipes that we do. But I think brand wise, for clarity, we would like to put them under a different umbrella.
There's one interesting note. Plans are for the Port Charlotte Distillery to be carbon neutral, in other words, environmentally friendly. But the whiskies from Port Charlotte will be some of Isla's peatiest.
We'll move up the peated Port Charlottes and Octomores into that. Well, they're already there in the warehouses, I hasten to add. And that will clear, will make it a clearer identity, I think. For the two, And of course, you know, having Port Charlotte as a brand, as a peated brand, is all very well. But as you know, we firmly believe in authenticity and origin. And I know this is sort of arse about face, in that we've distilled the whiskey, and now we're going to build a distillery, where it's normally the other way around. But I think that, you know, for the future, it's very exciting for us, because it gives us, as I said, another crack at the whip with a different distillate and a different set of options.
I'll have updates as the work at Port Charlotte proceeds, and you'll find a link to the Brooklady website at whiskeycast.com. That's also where you'll find a complete archive of past episodes and the calendar of events. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2007, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.